We're going to talk music now with blind DJ Jake Hyperstep. He's an old school rave DJ from Milton Keynes. And we're going to find out a little bit about Jake and what got him interested in music. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and about your sight condition.
I've been blind all my life, so I've never seen a thing. I kind of wish I could see things, but I think when you're made that way, you just kind of accept it and get on with it. And I think that's kind of it. I don't know how to kind of describe my blindness itself. It's just like I have eyes, but they don't work, you know, essentially. So it wouldn't matter if I lose them because they don't work anyway. But as far as I know, it's called Norrie's disease and it's quite rare. So I think that's kind of what I know about it anyway. I know like research has been done into that and there's like a whole charity thing kind of like set up around that. So, yeah.
So did you go to mainstream school?
Primary school, yeah. And then I went to Worcester. A new college in secondary school for a few years, and then I sort of after that went to Milton Keynes College and did computers. I think looking back, I didn't really enjoy the computer course. I wanted to have a go at it to see how I'd get on with it because the music, I didn't meet the requirements of the music course they offered. So I tried at computers, but you know, you've got to try something first before you can decide whether you like it or not. So I kind of tried it and I thought, I don't really want to do that again. But you know, that's kind of what I learned in life. Try it. If you don't like it, don't do it again.
And I believe your parents are to answer for your love of old school.
My mum and dad, really. So my mum's stuff mostly, because she had a lot of tapes around the house and stuff like that. So it was just kind of going through drawers, finding like rave tapes and sort of live recorded tapes and stuff like that. And obviously from friends have given me like stuff and people they know of like tape packs I've collected. I know like kind of from the old school, but I like having, anyone can do streaming now where you can go on SoundCloud, you can go on YouTube, you can go on all sorts of things like that and you can find all these old recordings. But I like to have something physical because it gives me more like full on experience of being there or just holding something in your hand, something physical, something you can hold and feel.
How many records do you own?
Don't ask me that. I have too many, literally like too many records, probably about in the thousands at least, because I have quite a lot of house, a lot of jungle, which I play, a lot of UK garage, which I play, and a lot of hip hop, which I also play, because I've done hip hop sets in Milton Keynes. And probably one highlight has to be the 2023 block party. I just want to big up my friends DJ Craze One, Barry, Kingfisher, DJ Moss Shots, and also want to big up like each and everyone who came down that time. It was a highlight. You know, we had 200 people turn out to Wolverton Square in Milton Keynes, which the company who owned it at the time, it was a coffee shop, which is no longer there now. But we had the decks outside. We had so many people turn up. My mate Leo brought his like food van, and so we were selling. So he was selling his food, and I was doing the DJ set. We had plenty of people like my mate DJ Kingfisher, Michael. He did a DJ set, and we kind of did that. And basically, I did try to do my second DJ set, but it started raining. So I had to stop and we had to go inside the coffee shop in the end, and I didn't carry on then because we had a performer, but you know, you have to do what you have to do. And but I've never forgotten that day, you know, back in 2023. It was a huge highlight, especially in Milton Keynes, for me to do a hip-hop set that day.
It sounds like good fun, especially if your mates are involved as well. So what's the biggest crowd you've played to?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd like to say, so recently I went to the Run Out Record Fair at High Court Centre in London. I want to give a shout out to Simon from Two Bad Mice and his partner Bex, and obviously also Sonia as well, because they're behind this record fair, and it's twice a year, and it's in the High Cross Centre, probably one of my favourite buildings in London if I was to pick one, because I've been there a few times now and it's such a vibe in there. You know, get crowds because it's an advert for me, basically. Essentially, you know, I'm up there DJing on the DJ stage. You've got record labels, you know, selling all their stuff. So, yes, I have quite a crowd sort of watch me kind of do my thing. Obviously, I can kind of sense, but I don't really focus on the crowd. You know, I have people come up to me trying to talk to me. But when I'm working, I'm working. I'm there to do a job. I'm not there to have a conversation. When I'm off the decks and when I'm in sort of in the crowd, when the next DJ's on, then yes. But when I'm working, you know, I'm focused on the job. It's like any job you do, you know, you're focused.
What makes the perfect gig?
Well, no gig is perfect. To be honest, it's all about just sort of how it goes. If people like you, they might invite you back, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We're not like AI or anything. We turn up with our equipment. As long as all the equipment's there, fine. As long as we have all the equipment that everyone needs and everyone turns up with their USBs, records, whatever the gig is, it's always good to try and adapt. And, you know, with controllers, if I'm using a digital like setup, then I don't use sync because that's just a shortcut. To me, that's cheating. I don't care what anyone says with the sync button. That's just when you're DJing, that's cheating. When you use a controller, try and use it like a proper bit of kick, work with it. Like, have a go, use the pitch bends, use like, you know, your cue buttons and things. Same goes for records. I mean, my favorite format is vinyl because I don't know, it's just kind of easier to control. But, you know, with today's technology, you just have to adapt and things like that.
Yeah, with the old vinyl, you feel as if you have to work to match the beats.
That's what made it what it was. It was hard, you know, it was work. Now with all it doing it for you, that's just not really, I don't see that as understanding DJing, just standing there pressing sync. But every band does his thing different, and that's what I say.
Well, nothing lasts forever, and certainly things change, and sometimes we have to embrace it, but it's brilliant to see some nostalgia from yourself playing the old stuff from the 90s, which was definitely my era. How do people check out the mixes that you've done? Do you put up whole mixes?
Yeah, SoundCloud mostly. I think I just prefer the layout. Jake Hyperstep on SoundCloud. So you can go on SoundCloud and a lot of my mixes are on there.
What advice would you give to anyone who wants to give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, it's all out there. Just don't, you know, there's no limits in life. Life is what you make it, and have a go. Just kind of start with what you've got. I don't have the latest bit of technology. I don't need the latest bit of technology for it to work. And, you know, it goes back to boarding school. Shout out to Matt Mandrell, by the way. He used to work in the activities department. And I remember, like, I said, I want to do DJ. And I was like, I'm not being 13. I was 13. And then, you know, like, have you got decks? Have you got, you know, because this guy knew a lot about scratching and beat matching. And I think he did a DJ club. And I was probably one of the regular members. I was there 7 o'clock every Monday for the first, as long as it went on. I think it came to an end eventually. All things do come to an end. But I've never forgotten the times I spent sort of, you know, being there and stuff.
What does the future hold for you? Have you got any big gigs coming up or anything you'd like to do?
I'd like to get to a point where I can do festivals and obviously get more out there. And that's going to take time. You know, nothing is ever overnight.
Well, Jake, it's been brilliant talking to you and good luck for the future. I hope you get to your festivals. I'm sure you will if you keep on putting in the hard work. Jake Hyperstep, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries.